bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the big show today, West Coast correspondent Al Jackson with the 6, Golf Boys, and Bama. But first, this message.
Hi, folks. Billy Mazing here, bringing you yet another one of my amazing made-for-TV offers exclusively to Bob and Tom Show listeners. Do you know someone who feels inclined to entertain everyone at every backyard cookout, get-together, or picnic by breaking out their out-of-tune banjo? Or maybe he just thinks the other guys in the band won't notice that he's playing a horribly out-of-tune banjo. Oh. Introducing my latest revolutionary Billy Mazing product that guarantees you won't have to listen to an out-of-tune banjo ever again.
No.
And it's easy to use. Just listen.
All right, guys, gather around. I've been working on this song. I think you're going to like it.
Oh, Ray, geez. Stop there, Ray. Tune that thing, will you?
Oh, man, is that out of tune again? Hang on, this will take just a second.
Hold on there, Ray. You know what? The guys and I all chipped in, and well, we were going to wait and give this to you for Christmas, but I think maybe...
Give it to him now!
Yeah, give it to him now. Come on! Yeah, good idea. Here, Ray, you'll never play that banjo out of tune again.
Oh, gee, thanks, fellas. Now, how's this thing work? Kind of looks like...
Here, let me show you. Just let me see how out of tune this thing is here. That's what I thought.
Will that fix it?
Oh, it'll fix it. Just watch this.
Hey, what are you doing?
That's right, folks. It's my new Billy Mazing Banjo Tuner Hammer. From the same Mazing engineers that brought you my revolutionary jar hammer that opens any jar quickly and easily. And the left-handed jar hammer, for you lefties, comes the incredible Banjo Tuner Hammer. Here's how it works. If the banjo is out of tune for just a few seconds, just pull out my amazing banjo tuner hammer and whammo! Problem solved. This is the last banjo tuner you'll ever buy, folks. You'll get peace of mind that can only come from peace and quiet. That, my friends, is priceless. But the Billy Mazing Banjo Hammer Tuner does have a price. How much would you pay?
$1,000!
$5,000!
$10,000!
Ha ha ha! Not even close. Just listen.
The Billy Mazing Banjo Hammer Tuner is only $39.95 or 3 easy payments of $19.95 each plus shipping and handling of $59.95. At $9.95 for express delivery and include 5%, 7%, or 8% tax if you live in Florida, Idaho, Nebraska, or New York, respectively. Rhode Island residents don't even bother trying to order from us.
There you go, Ray. It's not out of tune anymore.
You bastard! That's just a stupid hammer!
That's not just any hammer. It's my amazing banjo tuner hammer. Wireless, battery-free, and if you order today, I'll even throw in free clear-coat rust-proofing. All you do is whack it and forget it.
Oh, damn it! Now I can't play my banjo anymore.
Yeah, we know, Ray. We know. Thanks, Billy!
You're welcome. But wait, there's more. My amazing banjo tuner hammer works on practically any out-of-tune instrument. Oh. Guitars, trombones, harmonicas, and more. You name it, we maim it. But I'm not done yet.
No?
Have a bigger out-of-tuned instrument you need to take care of? Then try my amazing tuner sledgehammer.
Oh.
Just hit it and forget it. pianos, accordions, cellos, church organs, theremins. Scary. Order today and I'll send you both items for only $149.95. That's amazing. And I should know because I'm Billy Amazing.
For those of you who always need something extra, well, there you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
And as you know, Ace, I mentioned earlier that I was, I had brought you your birthday present. Tickets to the see the Oakland Raiders.
Thank you very much.
And I left them in my car, and I caught someone trying to break into my car. They were trying to get rid of their Raiders tickets, too.
Oh, now you're just mean.
That's a good one. Comedy.
You see, the Raiders in there. Yeah. Never mind.
Get
see.
The hot dogs to go.
That's Josh. That's Christy with the black guy. That's Pat Godwin. I'm Tom. And joining us, one of my only friends, he is... comedian Al Jackson. Hey, Al.
Hey, did you say Christy with the black guy?
Black eye.
Oh, I thought Christy finally made the leap.
No, she got literally, she had an encounter with a horse.
I was headbutted by a horse.
Whipped its head up. She's got a huge black eye in her right eye.
I don't know if you saw this, Al, but Shaquille O'Neal was trending on Twitter yesterday, and he was hitting on some girl on one of the talk shows, and he says, once you go Shaq, you never go back.
Really?
That's what he said.
I can't imagine.
Yeah.
I couldn't climb up on that.
Boy, I think you can do anything you put your mind to, Christy.
You'd have to get.
I think if Christy went Shaq, she'd have to get it sewn back.
You'd have to get mountain climbing gear to ascend the north face of that.
It's more
if proportionality is a general rule here.
God. Yikes. No thanks.
I never thought about that, but if you let's say you were with Shaq for 2 years, like a kind of standard relationship, then you got used to being with Shaq every day. The next guy you were with would seem tiny. Even if he was like 6'1", he would seem like a child.
Have you ever seen him up close? Because I have.
I have too.
I wrote on his TV show for a year and a half. I've seen him up close every day for a year. Yeah.
He's proportionally gigantic.
Yep.
That's the perfect way to put it. It's almost like, you ever seen somebody so beautiful that every time you see him, you can't believe how good looking they are? That's how Shaq is with high. He's so big, you never get used to. See, every day you're like, that is a big dude.
Mm-hmm.
He's the biggest person I've ever seen in real life.
Yeah, I think, proportionally large. In other words,
BBC.
Probably.
I don't know about that.
I mean, if he's proportionate, that would make sense.
Do you think that that's true, Christy? I have a friend that said she had a boyfriend when she went to Michigan that was 6'7", and that was not the case, and she stresses that. Huh. And she says her skinny New England husband now is dragging on the floor.
Huh.
So, no, I don't think
you never know.
Yeah. You can't judge a book by its cover,
Al. When I go to the meetings, there are guys of all sizes. You know that, Al.
Yes. There we go.
Tall guy, short guy. Al Jackson is one of my favorite comedians. Al, you're joining us in Texas next week, right?
I wouldn't miss it for the world. It's Dallas. I mean, we got strip clubs and steakhouses. Come on, I'm already there mentally.
Al, you know, the weird thing is I'm driving, so I'll have a car.
You're driving to Texas.
I have to. I'm not allowed to fly right now because of this eye thing I've got.
What's that drive?
It's a long story.
You're splitting it up.
Is it like 8 hours?
It's like 15.
You're going from Louisville, though. So, Louisville to Little Rock, is that right?
Yeah. So it'll be fun, though, but we'll have a car there, Al.
All right. There we go.
And we're doing a podcast and some other stuff, so it'll be fun.
And we can drive the strip clubs.
I'm not a big strip club guy.
With steak in our belly.
Drive to the stripper's house, right?
I'd let you drive my car, except that will never happen.
Yes, he said.
What do you mean that will never happen?
I don't like loaning my car. Every time I loan my car out, someone's flipped one of the buttons the wrong way.
Yeah, and they haven't come up with a one button to hit when you get in it, so it goes back to where you have it set.
Not just the seat.
No, they actually have, Chick.
I know. That's what I'm saying, Al.
The light. I got in my car the other day, and I had it serviced, and the guy had flipped the light thing so it wasn't on the auto setting. So I'm pulling out of my neighborhood. Why is that guy beeping at me? Oh, because all my lights are off. Okay, I see. Never mind. Back to you, Al. What's going on with you today?
Life is good, Tom. And today, the quiz I have for you, I think because it deals with geography, and I feel like this is going to be good for somebody like you with the kind of brain that you have.
Well, I think
you're going to do really well.
Geography, not my strong point.
Well, but you know this world of hip hop. You know the slang. You've been immersed in it. Dare I say, tempered in hip hop slang for almost 3 years now, Tom.
Yes, you've been teaching me. And by the way, Al, yesterday it was a birthday of a hip hop artist I'd never heard of, but I liked it because this guy's name would be a great name to have in Scrabble. Do you remember the guy's name?
Yeah, it was Exhibit.
Exhibit.
Yes, he's the host of Pimp My Ride.
Mm. Oh, that, I was not aware of Pimp My Ride. I prefer to have a more common-looking automobile. Although every once in a while you'll see the Volvo with rims.
Wouldn't a fascinating show be a Where Are Those Cars Now?
Yeah.
Because you know it's not great.
Right, right.
Well, I noticed when I was in New York that the limos are all being replaced by black Suburbans.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
That's a big thing.
Yeah. And I happen to have a white Suburban. No shock there, I guess.
No.
Zero things shock. Should be. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I did see the other day a black Suburban, heavily tinted windows, and gigantic.
Heavily what?
Heavily
what?
Tinted.
Oh, tinted.
Oh, I thought you were in a strip club again.
No, heavily tinted windows
and the
spinning rims.
Cool.
That's kind of old school. I haven't seen the spinning rims in a while.
I just saw them.
Wherever they are, they're still spinning. They're spinning. Look at them. They're spinning.
Uh-huh. Wait, now, what's you guys' preferred, if you're going to get a car service, do you want old school, let's say it's old school, kind of nice traditional limo. Do you want the town car? Do you want the black Suburban, the white Suburban, or do you want the stretch Navigator?
I just want a town car. I don't want to draw attention.
You always want the Suburban.
No.
Black Suburban.
No, safer.
I'm going old school limo. That's fun.
No, those are awful and super dangerous.
Different strokes.
I don't give a. They're fun. Yeah,
they're dangerous. If you
not
die,
worried at all.
If you die in one, I won't be.
All cars are dangerous.
No, but those are.
Going outside is dangerous.
Okay, fine. Actually, we were at a hotel in Orlando.
With the stripper right after a steak dinner?
No. and the guy goes, "They own this hotel only allows black limos."
Huh.
What?
Ooh.
Yeah. They will. He goes, it's the weirdest rule.
Do
they have to enter in the back?
Yeah.
That's not legal.
That
is
isn't
it?
Legal. That's, they can't do that.
That's what they do. I have
weird.
No idea why.
If I pull up in a white limo, I can't stop and check into that hotel.
Please, ma'am.
They will let you in.
Continue on.
They'll drop you off at the gatehouse.
That's and then
I have no idea why. Al, teach me, what are my quiz questions today?
All right, like I said, this is geography. So you just tell all you have to do, Tom, is just tell me a city. That in life easy.
Yes.
See what I did for you.
Okay.
All right, Tom. Where is the Six?
The Six. Would that be the top of the Sixes in Manhattan?
Yes.
666.
No, that's a great guess though. A famous rapper talks about being from the Six. And here's your hint.
Six.
It is not in the United States.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, wow. The Six. Yikes.
And he's Jamaica?
A famous rapper, speaks English, presumably?
Yes.
Okay.
England? Yeah.
No. Keep it on this side of the pond.
You want the city?
Yes, just the city.
Havana.
No, that's a great guess, though.
The Six.
Is NASA.
It's in North America. It's in North America, and they just had a big celebration.
Oh, it's Toronto.
There we go.
Yeah.
Drake. Always talking
Drake.
About the
We're
Six.
We're talking about Drake.
Yeah.
There we go.
Today's a big news day in Canada.
Yeah. What does the Six mean in Toronto?
Is that their area code or zip
the
code?
The area code.
Six? Just Six?
I think it's 406.
Oh, okay.
Just Six.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah. We only have six first, zip codes.
When they first started area codes.
Toronto came in early. They got six.
Area codes, whatever.
Yeah. Jamestown, that's one.
Yeah. Al, big brown news coming out of Canada today. Did you see that story?
I heard about it. I have not seen the pictures. I assume it ain't great.
It ain't great.
Wow. Very, very unfortunate.
Yeah, that's...
Talk about the Prime Minister. If you want to look up, you can Google it. But go on.
Yeah, okay, I'm sorry. We're I'm so 0 for 1. What's our next question?
All right, I'm going to give you a half of one because you got it out of nowhere. So I'm going to give you a half point
on
that.
When you said North America and it wasn't USA, I didn't have a lot of choices, so...
Well, somebody yelled the Bahamas even after I yelled that. So, Tom, if I tell you to meet me in the Yay, where do I want us to meet up?
The Yay.
Yes. Y-A-Y.
Meet me in the yay.
Is it a city that ends with the yay sound?
No, it is an area.
Yay.
Later on, then. In the yay.
And I'll just tell you this, when I just gave you that hint, it was a bigger hint. It's an area.
The Bay Area.
There we go. Tom, you're 1.5.
Oh, nice. Look at the brain on Tommy.
I told you, this is good for you.
If you've ever been to San Francisco, and I lived there for a while, you never say San Francisco. It has to be the Bay Area, because everything in San Francisco has to be inclusive. You can't exclude anyone in anything. So that's why it's always the Bay Area. If you say if you say San Francisco, you're being a jerk. And if you say Frisco, you're from out of town. Sorry.
Yeah, I heard that's how people in California feel when somebody says Cali. Like, oh, I'm out in Cali. They're like, oh, you're a tourist. People from California don't call it Cali. Isn't it weird? There's like little weird things to identify the locals.
Sure. Okay.
Could you go Forney? I'm in Forney. For that, California?
That probably never took off.
Yeah. Morning?
I think you could, but should you is the question.
We'll see you in the yay.
I don't know why that makes me laugh. So.
I know it does.
I'll see you in the yay.
Stupid.
Wow.
All right, Tom, if I told you I'm hanging out with my friend Mike, he's one of those golf boys. Where's he from?
Golf or golf?
Golf.
Like four?
No, not like G-U-L-F.
Like Gulf of Mexico.
Yes.
Gulf boy.
Oh, I'm assuming what would have to be, probably.
New Orleans?
Either Houston or New Orleans.
I hear the word prance in my head when I hear he's a Gulf boy.
Tampa?
He's prancing.
Think. I don't know if we can say, if you think about, people always say Florida is a phallic state. Think about the part of that state that would start with a T.
Didn't I say Tampa?
Well, you mean taint.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know we could say that.
Oh, yeah, we can say taint part. Okay, so that would be.
It taint your hiney.
Pensacola?
Panama City?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, like the panhandle.
Oh.
Like Pensacola, yeah.
Okay. So what do you.
Famously, that's where Roy Jones is from.
So say it again in a sentence.
A golf boy. He's one of those golf boys.
Okay.
So he's from the panhandle of Florida.
Yeah, right around that area. Yeah.
Makes sense.
All right. Is there any particular connotation to that? Or?
No, I think it's just a way to, because Florida's so big that you can say you're from Florida, but like that could be Miami, which, I mean, if you've ever driven like I have, I lived in Miami 10 years, Pensacola to Miami, I mean, it's two different worlds. I mean, it's about an eight-hour drive, so very different places.
Okay. Well, we didn't do really well today in our thing, but.
Do we have a word today?
Do we have a word today, Al?
Of course we have a word. Tom, what is a Bama?
A Bama?
Is this
the fan of Alabama?
Is this
it would be a fan of, but it's not. Oh. But yes, Bama.
Wow. Is it a reference to a woman of some sort?
No, but that's a good guess.
Bama. And it's not Crimson Tide or
just said that.
I'm thinking out loud, you jackass.
Well, I think if you ask it for a third time, then it's gonna be yes.
Would it be a reference to any kind of a person? Would you say he is a Bama?
Yes, you would. You're on the right track.
He is a Bama.
Hey, Al, does it ever remind you of your teaching days when you talked?
Would it be short for bad Mama Jamma?
Bad Mama Jamma.
I like that.
Can we bring bad Mama Jamma back?
Where did it go, chick?
It's still here? Damn.
That's great.
You're a bad Mama Jamma.
Yeah, baby.
So, I'll see you in the yay.
Yeah.
See you in the yay. He's bringing his golf boy.
That's right. We're going to be prancing.
I have no idea. Would this sentence make sense? He is a Bama?
Yes, it would.
Does it reference his mother?
No.
Is he a partier? Is he a partier? He's a Bama.
Oh, God.
No, that's a good guess.
Is it like hitting it hard, Bama, yeah.
Is anything being bammed in any way?
No.
There's no bamming of any type going on? And there's no mother?
No.
Okay, sure.
No.
Any idea on this one? Okay.
I have no idea.
Okay.
Anybody?
We give up.
I would say, Tom, you might say it's a chick.
He's a Bama?
He's a Bama?
Bama.
Hmm. Does this mean someone's a good friend of mine?
Oh, Tom, way to Hallmark card it up. No, it's a person that annoys you. Like, that dude's a Bama.
Damn.
God, I can't keep up with this. We got a Bama from Yay Town.
No, Yay. The
oh,
Yay.
Just Yay. Oh, sorry. We've got to take the town out.
Try it this way. Say this. The Yay.
He's a Bama from Yay.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Michael Rosenbaum and Tom Welling take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
Their ultimate rewatch podcast. We're in the midst of season 7. And
hold on. Obviously, we had a very successful television show for 10 years that was Superman-based.
But we had to make everyone believe that you were Clark.
I gotta be honest, I was surprised at the end of this episode that I wasn't.
I was too!
Talkville, the Smallville rewatch podcast.
I'm not sure I knew when I was filming it that I was not me.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.